Fire's Eternal Morning is an exploration of the unconscious memory of the reader himself. This is a novel that is written from a child's point of view. Along with the telling of the writer's dream stories, childhood perspectives, and memories, the writer's deliberate purpose is to stimulate the spontaneous recollection of the reader's own recent and forgotten dreams. Creating a visual language of free association and metaphor in the vernacular, Fire's Eternal Morning is written to function on multiple layers of allegory, thought, and perception. It is a prose poem landscape of dreams of the writer's own childhood, set in a place called Paradise Green. The sequence is influenced by Dante. 1. The inferno of nuclear catastrophe. 2. The purgatory of emotions and political intrigues. And 3. The paradise of mind and body. It is a coming-of-age story of the Cold War, reflective of the anthropology of Margaret Mead, in a modern world in which the undercurrent of fear and expectation of nuclear war and the imminent ruin of the planet, especially during the decades of tension between East and West political blocs, bred into the world's developmental psychology an innate nihilism, resulting in widespread depression and the perpetuation of aggressive behavior. A generation which tried to evolve itself to make love, not war, eventually split into two specific political camps. One devolved back to the continuity of punitive and intrusive control systems, supporting paranoid militarism, privilege exploitation of workers, and social stratification with a mindset of reductive behaviorism, trends, and entertainments, while another political camp continues to evolve toward a new ecology, environmental concern, universal spirituality, justice, and compassion, nutrition, artistic expression, and personal consciousness.